With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting another 11 Israeli hostages were freed by Hamas on Monday as Israel released 33 Palestinian prisoners in another swap under a temporary ceasefire deal. The latest exchange came on the same day that the two sides agreed to extend the truce, which was set to expire. Correspondent Sam Mednick reports Israel intends to resume military action eventually.
However long this ceasefire continues to go on for, Israel has made it very clear that once it is over, they are going to continue the war effort. They are going to go into Gaza. They say their aims are to eradicate Hamas and to make sure that all the hostages are returned.
11 Israeli women and children freed by Hamas entered Israel Monday night after more than 7 weeks in captivity in Gaza, in the fourth swap under the original four-day truce, which began Friday and was due to run out. 33 Palestinian prisoners released by Israel arrived early Tuesday in East Jerusalem and the West Bank town of Ramallah. An eminent domain case involving a Georgia railroad could have widespread property law implications, correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The standoff is between the rural neighborhood of Sparta and Sandersonville Railroad, owned by an influential Georgia family. At issue is whether the railroad can legally condemn property to build a 4.5-mile, 200-foot-wide rail line that would serve a rock quarry. Sparta residents say it would generate noise and dust. Railroads have long had the power of eminent domain, but Georgia law says such land seizures must be for public use. Opponents say the project would only benefit the quarry owned by a publicly traded German firm. A hearing officer will make a recommendation to a state commission that will decide. I'm Norman Hall.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 56 points, the Nasdaq dropped 9, the S&P lower by 8. This is SRN News. A study of religious life in the UK gets a little help from dedicated amateurs.
The University of Reading has been awarded $1.2 million by the British Arts and Humanities Research Council to take an in-depth look at the role of Christianity in the country's medieval period. And the school says it will draw much of its data from the findings of British metal detectorists. Over the years, these folks have unearthed all kinds of ancient religious objects, and now the University of Reading will draw upon them for their study. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
India will hold its general elections next year, and the small Christian population is uncomfortable. Persecution of believers in India is on the rise already, but it tends to peak during election year when unscrupulous politicians try to score points by inciting radical Hindus. International Christian Concern says divisive rhetoric and comments directly opposing Christianity have already become a staple for candidates. This is SRN News. Elon Musk is paying a visit to Israel.
He toured a kibbutz that was attacked last month by Hamas terrorists. Musk is also meeting with top Israeli leaders from all sides of the political spectrum. The billionaire businessman and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu toured the rural village that the terrorists stormed on October 7th in a deadly assault that launched the war. Video released by the Prime Minister's office shows Musk taking photos or videos of the devastation. Rich Thomason reporting.
Argentine President-elect Javier Milei is getting a meeting with a top Biden aide. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Milei will sit down with White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Tuesday in Washington. President Biden will be traveling to Georgia and Colorado on Tuesday and will not meet with Milei while he's in Washington. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.